Hey guys, welcome back. So today's show is dedicated to the phrase, slow roll is better than no roll. And basically what that means is it's okay to take your time as an entrepreneur. A lot of times we have adopted this motto that the faster we go, the faster we will reach the goal. And that's not always true, especially when it comes to anything that requires longevity. You know, longevity is always the goal, and it just should always be your goal. And with longevity, it takes planning and attention to detail. So if you're moving at such a rapid pace, you tend to miss key steps trying to become an overnight success. And what can happen is your business may gain a buzz really fast, but it'll burn out really quickly simply because by moving so fast, you'll burn out. And we can't afford for future tycoons to burn out, you know, and especially midway or at the beginning of the race. So let's try not to do that, guys. Another thing that's a very important source when it comes to having a successful business is security, financial security for your business. So it's important for you to have multiple nest eggs. And those multiple nest eggs cover things such as there being a stable source of income in order for you to reinvest into your business. You always want more incoming monetary than you do outgoing. Another thing that it can cover, well, at least one of those nest eggs can cover, is product and equipment damages. So say, for instance, something happens to your merchandise, you'll be able to replace it because regardless to, you know, how anyone else feels, we have to understand that customers are our lifeline. If you don't have products for them, then they, you know, that means there's nothing there for them to buy. If they can't purchase anything, your business will go under, you know, because money, that money flowing is what is keeping your business afloat. The next thing is marketing campaigns. You know, as far, you know, marketing, anything that has to do with promotional tools, nest eggs also cover things, you know, of that nature. Also, it covers travel expenses if necessary. And a perfect example of traveling expenses would be a traveling carnival. A traveling carnival has to pay for people to set up the equipment and the rides. They have to pay those same people to disassemble the rides and all the equipment, and then they have employees that travel with them that they have to pay. So that's why those nest eggs are important. And that's not all the things that those, that, you know, that stash of money can cover, but those are just a few. Another thing that I want us to get away from as entrepreneurs is the idea of planning the big moment. Now that means us planning how our buzz will start. So example, assuming that you're the, you know, that one client that will just break the mold and like really get your business rolling, assuming that that person will come from your internet exposure. That's not true. You may have a promotional vehicle where you have, you know, decals on it. There could be someone who doesn't necessarily need your services, but because they saw those promotional tools that you're using, they can spread the word to someone who may need your services or your products. And we have to understand that word of mouth is a very powerful tool, whether it's being used negatively or positively. But we have to maintain a relationship with potential, with already, you know, customers that we may already have, but also potential customers. And we have to make sure that we maintain a relationship with them that is constantly, you know, molding their perception to see us in a positive way. Now, the moral of all of this is make sure that you have money stored away for what I like to call the tycoon interruptions. Now, a tycoon interruption is any circumstance that could pop up that can be a hindrance to your progress, you know, while you're growing as a business owner. The next thing is use any opportunity to promote your brand, even if it involves leisurely travel. I have a tendency to travel for leisurely purposes all the time. Now, here comes a story time for you guys. So over the weekend, I was traveling to an event and my business was not involved in this event. It was just something that, you know, I was getting out and I wanted to, you know, attend because I thought it would be fun. Now, I'm the type of person who believes in, you know, as they say, getting rid of those two birds with one stone. I said to myself, okay, I can have fun, but while I'm having fun, instead of driving my, you know, my everyday car, why not take the promotional vehicle? Because that would give me the opportunity to expose my brand across state lines to people who don't know me or who have never, ever heard of my company. Now, on the way to this event, the promotional vehicle breaks down. When I say breakdown, I mean, you know, which is, it's an older vehicle, but it has been a very loyal vehicle to me. So the vehicle breaks down. I mean, engine is totally dead. It's fried. Okay. It can't be saved. Now, because of that nest egg that I have pushed to the side or waiting on the side, once I got back to my city, I was able to go and buy another promotional vehicle, one that's newer, that's better, you know, like in better shape. So that money that you're putting to the side, you know, constantly build it up. So that means that whatever income that you have coming in, make sure that a large portion of it is being put to the side for you to save for, like I said, that what I call the tycoon interruptions. So, and also too, as far as using every opportunity to, you know, expose your brand, even if you're not driving a promotional vehicle, make sure that when you're out, you may be on the train or bus, you know, have business cards with you, flyers. You may be wearing a shirt with your brand on it with maybe, you know, the internet or like whatever, you know, social media you use. You can have a tote bag with your brand logo on there. Just always use every opportunity and every day as exposure for yourself, because you have to remember, this is something that I'll cover later. You have to be the living, breathing brand at all times. Your brand is not just a logo that you come up with. Your brand represents you. When people see you and they see that logo, automatically in their minds, they're making a connection. It's like with any brand that has been around for a long time, they may not even put the word on whatever they're selling, but the color and the way the logo may be shaped, you associate it with a certain word or a certain company. So once again, hopefully everything that I just said to you guys today will help you in some way achieve your goals in entrepreneurship. And as always, thank you for tuning in and farewell, tycoons.